And so there's an emerging two engineering views of the Earth. One of these views is, since we've touched it, since we've affected nearly every process on Earth, since we've gone that far, let's go farther, and we will manage planet Earth with Earth Systems Engineering and Management, ESSEM, and we'll do it through corporate control. So one view is this view. Another view which is emerging, and this is, I put this in my abstract beneath the title. The other thing that's emerging is really very intriguing. I think it's very beautiful. It is what I am referring to as a new industrial revolution. And when I was sitting in the motel room this morning telling Ruth what I was writing right at the moment, and she said, "Cal, a cool $3 billion for a warming globe." This is in USA Today. No. Oh, it's anyway, New York Times, Andrew Rapkin. Sir Richard Branson, the British magnate and adventurer, said Thursday that all future profits from his five airlines and train company, estimated at $3 billion through the next 10 years, would be invested in developing energy sources that do not contribute to global warming. Here's another one the day before. Global warming suit hits car makers. Los Angeles, this is USA Today. California's Attorney General filed a public nuisance lawsuit Wednesday against the six biggest selling automakers, alleging their products produce greenhouse gases and enhance global warming. These are just early signs of the new economy. And one of these signs is a place in Denmark, which is an entire village, including a very major pharmaceutical company. And all the aspects of this village are integrated, so there is no waste. So the power plant, for example, produces heat, which in Madison is used to heat Lake Monona, which of course is very nice in the winter because then we can't ice skate there. And we get rid of, it's about 70% of the energy of our natural gas we use to heat Lake Monona, and 30% we actually use to produce electricity. And what they do in this Kolundborg, Denmark town, K-O-L-U-N-D-B-O-R-G, in Kolundborg, Denmark, they use this heat to heat one-third of the homes of the village. The waste from agriculture is used as a resource in the pharmaceutical business, and so forth. The whole thing is integrated. There are some glitches in it, but not many. In the Netherlands, where we were, Ruth and I were just visiting, it was quite astounding to see, and that was true of Switzerland too, that all the cars were small. We never saw one SUV, and in fact, I saw a Hummer when I got off the plane here in Minneapolis, and I just stood kind of in awe of it. It was like, wow, you know, who could ever design a planet like that and float it around on our planet? It was really astounding. In fact, it wouldn't even work on the highways we were on, because it was too wide. Some of the cars we saw could go right under it. But there, as we flew into Amsterdam and out of Amsterdam, I reflected on what a 31-year-old engineer has just recently done and has accomplished successfully. His His co-engineer, who was much older recently, passed away. But he discovered there was a big pipeline. It ran many kilometers, 60, 80 kilometers, that was being built for natural gas, but they didn't need it. The reason they didn't need it is they were developing energy conservation procedures, and they no longer needed to use this line, which they thought they needed. So here was this line. He looked at this line. He looked at Shell Oil Refinery, which is a really big refinery. Talked with these people at Shell, and what they did was develop a system to take CO2 out of their smokestacks and concentrate it and put it into this line. And now they're building, other companies, are building sidelines off to feed the greenhouses along the way. There's so many greenhouses. You look down and there's greenhouses everywhere. And what do? They double the CO2 concentration in these greenhouses using this in order to enhance food production in the greenhouses. It's not a complete fool. I mean, it's not a complete system, but it's where we're heading. CO2 is not a waste. There is no waste in the creation. And that's the new industrial revolution, where there no longer is any waste.